This morning, I prepared a little devotional on prayer and the importance of prayer in our lives, and that prayer should be first and foremost in the Christian life, along with the Word of God. These are the two that are the, I guess they are our offense to the sinful world, God's Word and prayer. So, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew 9, and read the two verses there, from Matthew 9, 37 and 38. Then he said to his disciples, this is Jesus, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Jesus has said these words to his disciples, and now he sends them out as laborers into the harvest. Our greatest participation in God's plan starts with prayer. It is in prayer that we commune and entreat God to send out laborers into the harvest. When our Lord asked the disciples to pray for laborers, he sent into the harvest these very men whom he asked to pray about it. First off, I see that God wants us to come first in prayer, to talk with him. Oswald Chambers said, "The key to the missionary problem is in the hand of God. The key to the missionary problem is in the hand of God, and that the key is prayer, not work. That it is not works of the word, as the word is popularly understood today, because they may mean the evasion of concentration on God. The key to missionary problem is not the key of common sense, not the medical key, nor the key to civilization, or education, or even evangelization. The key is prayer. Therefore, pray the Lord to the Lord of harvest. We are to seek first the kingdom of God. We may think that prayer is preparing us for the greater work, but in truth, it is prayer that is the greatest work a Christian can have. It is our offense. It is where our battle begins. We like to think we are able to work out, to go out and get it done, but the battle is not won in the field. A great harvest is not there because you went. The battle is won before we step onto the field. The bounty of the harvest is there before the farmer cuts the first head of grain. Jesus says, it is the harvest, it is his harvest, and he sends the workers. So what does this mean for you and I as Christians? It means that before we can do anything, we need to start with humility on our knees, before the throne of grace, asking the Lord to prepare the laborers to go into his harvest. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians in chapter 6, he gives the armament a Christian is to have that he's to stand, having girded his waist with the truth, that we are to put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, we are to take the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Then in verse 18, he says, pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Prayer is recognizing we need to come to God to seek his counsel in everything. We are not to withhold what we consider as small, trivial problems or decisions in life from God, for even our big problems are but small before our Lord. He wants us to come to him in prayer always. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. This does not mean that we are to pray continuously, but that it is a way of life to bring all things to God in prayer. Philippians 4:6 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Our prayers are to be made in the Spirit, meaning we do not come with our own strength and tell God what we would like to do, but we realize where our resources come from. They are heavenly. They come from the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:26 and 27 says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God." The purpose of prayer is not to give us what we ask for, but to mold us into the image of God. That we are coming to God as children, that our wants are God's wants. We are to be watchful in our prayer life. Matthew 26:40 and 41 says, "Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and said to Peter, 'What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.'" We are to be on guard at all times. When we think we can rest, there is Satan looking to trip us up, where we are to watch for the ever presence of evil. With perseverance, we are to come to the Lord with prayer, for all the saints. Prayer is our greatest work, for we do not rely on our own strength, but we come to God, who knows our needs before we ask, and is looking to bless us with more than we realize. Prayer is submitting to God to mold us and to build us up as a body of believers under the authority of Jesus Christ. May our lives be full of prayer.